Okay, let's get started.
Wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 10 of Shutters Inc., finally into double digits. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me on the line via Skype from Melbourne, Shelton Muller. How are you, Shelton?
I awaited your adjectives.
Just occurred to me while I was doing the intro that I didn't have one.
I'm sorry, mate. You're letting us all down. I'm sure that's the only reason that most people are listening is to see what you can call me from week to week. Okay, I expect better next week, Bruce.
Yeah,
I'm terrible, okay. You know, all right.
No worries.
But otherwise, I'm well. Ever since I've returned from China, I've hit the ground running. There's been so much to do since then.
You have had a lot on your plate.
I have had a lot. I have my niece's wedding this coming Saturday, so I'm preparing. I've got the photography to do for that, part of anyway, and so many other things. Deadlines on Total Image that I'm facing. So, it's busy. But, you know, it's good. To be busy as a photographer and in publishing, it's a privilege for me. I was at the Australian Photographic Society convention during the last few days. I had to give a lecture up there. It's in Toowoomba in Queensland, Australia. And I really enjoyed being with fellow photographers, most of whom were amateur and enthusiast photographers.
Right.
And it reminded me of the privilege that I have, not just, of course, of being part of the Australian photographic industry, but the privilege I have of actually working as a photographer. I know that as people are talking to me, they're thinking to themselves, I wish I had his job. And, it's a great feeling. I don't want to sound egotistical, but it is a privilege to be paid to take photographs and do something you love. So I will never complain about being busy. It's something you always wish for, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was a great convention. I tell you what, if you're an Australian and you're not part of the Australian Photographic Society, or at the very least part of a camera club, a good active camera club, get it done. I had a ball hanging around with these fellow photo nuts. I was inspired by what I saw and what I heard, and I felt in the company of friends, even though I hardly knew most of them. Also, if you can make time for it, the Australian Photographic Society convention next year is held in late October in Mildura, Victoria. So plan that in, because the speakers, the presentations, and the workshops that will be presented are going to be well worthwhile the few days that you can spend there, for sure. You'll come away educated and edified.
That's a great little part of the world, Mildura.
It is. Yes, yeah. There's a lot there to photograph. There's Mungo, of course, which looks like some sort of lunar landscape.
Yeah.
There's the Perry Sandhills. There's the red cliffs
along the river. Along the Murray?
There's the red cliffs along the Murray, and of course the beautiful Murray boats, the big steam paddle boats. So it's going to be a great convention next year, and I hope that those of you who are listening can plan to be there, if not for the entire convention, then for maybe a couple of days. Perhaps pick some of the days when your favorite speakers will be there, or some of your favorite subjects and workshops will be handled. There is information on the internet. I'll try and get you the site for next year's APSCON or Australian Photographic Society convention as soon as possible.
Cool. Now, I believe you're going to tell us a little bit about an alternative to Photoshop.
Everybody thinks that Photoshop is the only photo enhancing or photo editing suite that you can use. Admittedly, it is the industry standard, and it is the photo editing suite that you can find the most information about. Most photographers at all levels will use Photoshop as a default. Now, the problem is that Photoshop is an expensive program.
Yep.
Most people, I think Adobe acknowledges this too, most people have what I call an RI version of Photoshop. And if you're wondering what an RI version is, just ask yourself, what is a pirate's two favorite letters? RI. Okay, I won't do that. But they have RI versions of Photoshop, and Adobe acknowledged that, which is why they brought out Elements, you know, their less expensive version. But I'd like to talk about a new version of a photo editing suite called PaintShop Pro. A couple of new things about it. The new version is called PaintShop Pro X, which I think stands for 10, because it is the 10th version of PaintShop Pro. And JASC, J-A-S-C, the company who did produce PaintShop Pro, have now been taken over by Corel, who produced
it. Oh, is that right?
Yes, yes. And
wow.
Carell, of course, did a very complex photo editing suite called PhotoPaint, mm-hmm. which was for several years, you know, the contender to Photoshop. What they've done then is combined all the benefits that came with PaintShop Pro in with, you know, Carell's technology and made a very powerful photo editing suite called PaintShop Pro X.
Wow.
Now, in this country, in Australia, it will sell, I think, around the $279 mark, if not less.
Wow.
So considering that Photoshop is, you know, several
$100s.
Yes.
Then what is the retail on Photoshop?
I think the suite that it belongs to, CS or CS2, is around the $1,600 mark.
Right.
Photoshop itself, I think, is, like you say, around $1,100, but yeah. I could be wrong on those figures. I do have a legal version, but so, but of course, prices change, and of course, the version that I have is CS, and of course, Photoshop CS2 is out now.
Yep.
I haven't spent the money on upgrading, but I know that there's at least hundreds and hundreds of dollars difference between PaintShop Pro X and Adobe Photoshop. If you're interested in having a look at PaintShop Pro X, you can download a trial for 31 days from www.carell.com, C-O-R-E-L.com. It is a fair-sized download, as you can imagine, but it certainly is worth looking at. Just to give you a couple of ideas, what Photoshop doesn't do is give you a lot of one-click fixes that PaintShop Pro does. A lot of people don't like one-click fixes, but then there's a lot of good things that you can say about them as well. For instance, PaintShop Pro X has a color fringing fix. You know, with digital, especially with cameras that have smaller sensors, a problem has occurred called, you know, color fringing, whereby at the edges, the hard contrast edges of elements within our images, there's a purple or green fringe. Now, there's a one-step fix in PaintShop Pro X that just removes that completely. And if you actually watch it at work, it's fabulous. There's a black and white infrared film simulation.
Oh,
and black and white is one of the most difficult things to do and do well. A lot of people in Photoshop just settle for desaturate.
Hmm.
But there's more to black and white than this. And you can actually, with just a click, simulate various black and white film effects and even black and white infrared film effects, which you can overlay. Anyone who's photographed black and white film knows that you can change the way that a photograph appears or that certain colors appear as tones in black and white. Now, you can do that in PaintShop Pro X by actually using these black and white film clicks, that as it were, with colored filters, and it automatically changes how that colored photograph is transferred into black and white when you used a green or a yellow or an orange or a red filter. There's a one-step noise fix. Now, Photoshop has despeckle, but it's not a particularly, in my opinion, successful way of fixing noise that appears in a lot of digital images, especially when you've had to increase the ISO. Smaller sensors also have inherent noise, but this one-step noise fix that PaintShop Pro X has is excellent. It removes a lot of those randomly colored pixels. Now, a couple of very professional features. One is that it does accept RAW images.
Cool.
Which, if you are a person who photographs in RAW, it will open and enhance and convert your images in RAW files. Not every, a less expensive photo editing suite will do that, but PaintShop
Pro pretty good, because even Photoshop only brought that in with CS2.
Yes. Well, CS, I think they brought it in.
Right.
Yep. And you could buy plugins in previous versions, but this just comes complete.
Wow.
You can batch process. In other words, if you've got a whole folder of images that you want a particular effect applied to or a particular repair applied to, you can batch process. Photoshop has had that, but a lot of others do not. This will. There are lens correction filters that are excellent, such as fisheye barrel and pin cushion correction. A lot of cheaper lenses, well, even some more expensive lenses, will bend horizons, and perhaps if you've photographed a building straight on, and you might notice that, you know, it tends to bend towards the edge, this lens correction filter will fix that. There's a perspective correction tool that fixes the lean on buildings and other landmarks. Scratch removers, it finds them and removes the scratches. And there's a whole plethora of effects, motion blur, distortions and warps that you can apply. I can't really enumerate all of those effects, but they certainly are worth looking at. You know, if you have Photoshop, you're probably going to use that, but I use both. There are just some things that PaintShop Pro X does better, as we've said already about noise removal, does better than Photoshop.
Wow.
And some things that it does just as well, but faster. So, you know, it's worth having a look at it. It really is.
Yeah.
There are a couple of new performance features. It has a very fast startup speed. It can, of course, undo and redo data in multiple steps. It has batch processing. I would suggest certainly that you download it and have a look at it, because you may only have a very simple thing to do, such as fix a red eye or perhaps turn an image into black and white, that this will do faster, better, and easier than some of the long-winded processes of Adobe Photoshop.
Okay. Well, worth consideration then.
I'm sure. Look, as I said, go to www.corel.com and have a look at it. Read some of the reviews about it. I use the program, and it is excellent. In fact, in Total Image, we have a regular editorial on PaintShop Pro, and the upcoming issue that we're releasing for this coming summer deals with some of the new features of PaintShop Pro X. So if you're in Australia, head down to your local photo retailer and ask for Total Image, or if you're going to Camera House, ask for Better Pictures, and you can read up all about the latest PaintShop Pro X.
Fantastic. All right, and do we want to ask anyone for their topics?
Thank you for reminding me. Each week as we get together, Bruce, I'm racking my brains for interesting things to talk about. Photographers, when they get together, never stop talking, but it's hard to sometimes know what other people want to know.
Yep.
So I would suggest that if you have a subject about which you feel there should be more discussion, you have a technique you want to know a little bit more about, please email us at studio@audiotu.com or go to our website, audiotu.com, and ask us. We'd be interested to know what you need to know so that we can help you with these podcasts and improve your photography.
Absolutely. And one thing I'd just like to throw in another solicit as well. If you haven't filled out the survey at audiotu.com, it's only 60 seconds out of your life. It'd be a great help, and you'll find the link on the homepage.
Fabulous. Absolutely. I did it. And if a dimwit like me can do it, it does only take a few seconds, and it will really help us to help you better.
Excellent. All right, Shelton, thank you for that. We'll talk with you next week.
My pleasure. I look forward to it, Bruce. Thank you.
All right, mate. See ya.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotu.com. AudioToU delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
AudioToU.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control-D to bookmark.
AudioToU.com.